Hello and welcome to The Bottom Line. This podcast examines the everyday business and finance issues faced by closely held and private businesses. We hope to provide you with news you can use in what we like to think of as a jargon-free zone. I'm your host, Dave Plasko, and with us is Tim Schuster, a manager in Eisner Amper's Private Business Services Group. In this episode, we're highlighting the newly elected governor of New Jersey, Phil Murphy's $37 billion budget. Nice to see you, Tim.
Dave, a pleasure as always.
So it looks like Governor Murphy is trying to make a splash here and do some out-of-the-box things with his first budget as New Jersey governor.
Well, he is off to an interesting start, as most governors tend to be.
Okay. Well, let's start with the revenue side. What do we need to know here?
Well, the governor has proposed generating an additional approximately $1.5 billion by increasing the sales tax back to 7%, which, as we all know, that just dropped about a year ago or 2 years ago. The governor is trying to include a 10.75% tax on gross income over $1 million, and they're calling this the millionaire's tax.
Right.
Generating up to $80 million from marijuana legalization, the always headline attention-grabbing, closing loopholes on hedge funds and corporations, and we hear this a lot. Everyone's always trying to close loopholes.
Right. The mysterious, nebulous closing loopholes.
It's all of them are doing it, and we're still trying to do that. And also taxing share services like Uber and Airbnb, which is an interesting approach, just because that microeconomy really has started to flourish, especially in the state.
Yes, the gig economy.
Yes, exactly.
What about the spending side?
So it's a pretty progressive agenda, as we would expect from a governor of a Democratic sort. Funding for education from pre-K to community colleges, payments to the state pension system, which is every governor for years have been talking about funding the pension system.
Right.
Create a child and dependent care tax credit for families earning less than $60,000. So increase a tax credit for the working poor, increase the state property tax deduction cap from $10,000 to $15,000, and an increase in the minimum wage for state workers. And this is also expected to begin in 2019, approximately, at $11 an hour and phase into $15 an hour over 4 years.
Okay.
And then the last thing is, an increased funding into the New Jersey Transit, which, if anyone has been seeing the news recently, desperately needs to have an injection of capital to fix that thing.
I don't think anyone will object to that.
Yeah.
What kind of opportunities does this present to you as a business advisor?
So this is going to be interesting. We have to see how the legislator comes through with the vote. And there could be slight competitive disadvantages, actually, that we would have with the sales tax increase on the state side. For those high earners, everyone's familiar with the new Tax Cuts and Jobs Act that just was passed back in December. Along with the new federal laws, you'll probably and potentially see a spike in New Jersey tax liability for especially anyone who earns over $1 million. But, not that I'm taking a particular stance on this, but it would be interesting to see if marijuana is legalized in the state. That would actually have a lot of business impact other than just on the cannabis industry, and just to name a few that I can think of, real estate and the security industry, particularly, would have a spike in increased business as well. I could see a microeconomy potentially forming if that were to go for a passing vote.
Sure. Okay. So how do you see this playing out over the next couple months?
So, as we're all, not everyone here is Jersey resident, but, with New Jersey politics, which is often unpredictable, it'll be most like most budget deals, a good compromise is reached when everyone is dissatisfied.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We'll see the state needs to pass a budget by June 30th.
Okay. So to be continued.
To be continued.
So, Tim, we're at the point in our program for your New Jersey Historical Society fun fact. So lay it on us.
So I'm sure you and most people listening to this podcast have or has played Monopoly. Mm-hmm. And you might know this, but the properties on Monopoly board are named after the streets of Atlantic City. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
Yep. Baltic Ave, Atlantic
That's
Ave.
It. Yep. That's it. In the boardwalk. Infamous.
Okay. Cool. Well, Tim, thanks for this valuable information as always.
My pleasure.
And thank you for listening to The Bottom Line as part of the Eisner Amper podcast series. If you have any questions or there's a topic you'd like us to cover, email us at contact@eisneramper.com. and visit EisnerAmper.com for more information on this and a host of other topics. And join us for our next Eisner Amper podcast when we get down to business.